Super Bowl 57 is this Sunday. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Mary Cummings Jordan, midday host here at WHYY in Philadelphia, along with the top Eagles expert in the business, sports writer and TV and radio broadcaster Ray Didinger. We are also joining some colleagues from our NPR sister station in Kansas City, KCUR. Steve Kraske is host of KCUR's Up to Date, and Greg Eklund is a sports contributor for KCUR. So, Steve, let's go to you first.
Well, let's talk about what everyone is focused on here, Mary. You know, the Kelce brothers are on both sides of this game. Travis on the Chiefs, Jason on the Eagles. How excited are each of you for this storyline, Ray? What do you make of it?
Well, it's the first time that we've had two brothers play on opposite sides in a Super Bowl, which is pretty amazing when you consider we're at Super Bowl 57, and this right. never happened before. But you have two guys who are central figures for their respective teams, actually. I mean, Travis Kelce is, in my view, the best tight end in the National Football League, and older brother Jason is far and away, in my view, the best center in the National Football League.
Wow.
So the spotlight's going to be on these guys anyway. It's not like they're fringe guys or special teams guys. I mean, these guys are right in the heart of the X's and O's of this game. And on top of that, they both have, you know, larger-than-life kinds of personalities.
Yeah, I'm not sure, guys, about Travis, but Jason owns a custom-made Mummers outfit that fits his 6'3", 295-pound frame, which he wore in resplendence to the steps of the Art Museum near the Rocky statue to help celebrate the Super Bowl 52 win. Tell us a little bit about Travis.
Well, the personality is running in the family, obviously, because it's on both ends. Travis is actually, when he's away from the football field, he has some causes in Kansas City that he doesn't really want to be known for, but he's very humble and he's very relatable to the regular person. Last week, he made an appearance at a University of Kansas basketball game, which is big in Kansas City. And he related to the college students there. That's the type of individual he is, along with the abilities that Ray had mentioned previously.
As of this moment, there is not a set of brothers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Are the Kelce brothers the first, Ray Didinger?
No, I think the Mannings will beat them there. I mean, Peyton's already in. Eli will be eligible in a couple of years, and I'm pretty confident that Eli will go in. I think those will be the first two brothers in, but the Kelces will follow. I have no question. Having watched Jason Kelce's entire career, he's an absolute stone lock for the Hall of Fame. And with the numbers that Travis Kelce's putting up, there's no way he's going to miss either. So they will have their day in Canton, that's for sure.
So Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Mahomes is drawing comparisons to a young Tom Brady. They are the only quarterbacks to reach the Super Bowl three times in their first 6 years in the NFL. And yet Hurts is 3 years younger at age 24 and has really come into his own this year. Head-to-head, what do you think?
Well, Mahomes is the best player in the National Football League and the best quarterback and will probably win the MVP award again this year. Jalen Hurts is a young guy who's still improving. Yeah, I think Mahomes is probably at the peak of his game right now, but Jalen Hurts is a guy who's getting better all the time. I don't think anybody, certainly I didn't expect him to be an MVP candidate this soon, but the progress he's made is kind of breathtaking. And this year, he was certainly the MVP of this team. And I think that, you know, we talked about the Kelces being one storyline in this. The storyline of two African-American quarterbacks playing against each other in the Super Bowl for the first time, that's also a first. And a lot of people are talking about that, too. And you have two great ones in Mahomes and Hurts.
Greg Eklund?
Well, it's interesting that Mahomes is on the odds on favorite to win the MVP award in the NFL. But had Jalen Hurts not gotten hurt toward the end of the season, he might have been the favorite to win the MVP award with Mahomes finishing second. But there were games that Mahomes simply put the team on his back and single-handedly decided a game when it got close down the stretch, either by throwing a big pass or even running with the football, which he's not the fastest runner, but when he needs to run, even on an injured ankle as he showed in the AFC Championship game, he'll get the job done.
Yeah, I think it's probably worth pointing out while we're talking about the quarterbacks that they are both playing injured in this game. I mean, Mahomes has a high ankle sprain, which is a pretty severe injury. I mean, normally, if this were the regular season, he'd probably be on the sidelines, but we're going to the Super Bowl, so he'll play. And Jalen Hurts hurt his shoulder pretty badly in a game in Chicago late in the season, missed two games, then came back and is playing through it, and he'll certainly play on Sunday. But he doesn't pretend that he's 100%.
You know, Mary, just for your Philadelphia listeners, it's really hard to overestimate just how, and maybe it's not surprising, how incredibly popular Patrick Mahomes is here in Kansas City. The man can do absolutely no wrong. He is part owner of a franchise, Whataburger, and when those different stores have opened up in the area, lines wrapping around blocks show up for hours, people waiting in line to get a Whataburger just because Patrick Mahomes owns the franchise. It really is something to behold out here, a remarkable transformation for a football team that didn't have a lot of superstars until this guy came along.
Steve and Greg, let's talk about the fans. Eagles fans have a reputation for being passionate, shall we say. I mean, we used to have Eagles Court and Jail, I think, at the old Veterans Stadium.
At the Vet, yep.
How are your fans in Kansas City? Does the city grease its light poles when there is a major celebration such as, you know, the World Series or the Super Bowl?
I don't think that the city needs to grease the light poles, but as we saw when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in 2020 after the 2019 season, that there was a tremendous turnout of fans with about 500,000 people on hand. And I know that both fan bases travel well because I've seen the Eagles fan base travel well when the Eagles have played at Arrowhead Stadium. I do expect to see a lot of Chiefs and Eagles fans down here in Arizona.
You know, Ray, I've got to ask you about Chiefs coach Andy Reid, because obviously one other big storyline here is that he coached the Eagles for like 14 seasons. What's it going to be like for you seeing him on the other sideline in this biggest game of the year?
Well, you almost kind of saw this coming because Andy's a really good coach. And when he left Philadelphia and went to Kansas City, I knew that he was going to put that team on its feet and have them in the mix, because he always does. And so I've had a very strong feeling that somewhere down the line, because the Eagles are a good organization. I mean, they've been to the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years, been to the postseason 17 times under Jeffrey Lurie's ownership. So I kind of thought we were going to have this game sooner or later. It was just a question of when. And I think the people in Philadelphia are appreciative of Andy. I mean, every time he's come back here with the Chiefs, he's gotten a huge standing ovation. And if you look at the makeup of this team now, the composition of this team you're going to see on Sunday, it has Andy Reid's fingerprints all over it. I mean, he instilled a philosophy on this team of how teams are built, how teams are trained, how teams are prepared. And it's still very alive in that building, even though he's not there. And it's part of the reason for their success, too. Yeah.
Does that help or hurt Andy Reid to have his fingerprints, you know, the blueprint on this Eagles team?
Oh, no, I think he knows what they are, and he knows, because a lot of his philosophy, some of these guys he drafted. I mean, Jason Kelce was his draft pick. So he has a pretty good inside knowledge of the Eagles organization. But ultimately, this game's going to come down to every other game. It's going to come down to the guys on the field that are going to decide it.
Yeah. Well, Mary, how are you feeling about this game going into it?
Well, I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm feeling pretty good, although the point spread is pretty close. So why don't we get to it? Any prognostication on your side? Greg, what do you think? How do you think this is going to end up?
I think the Chiefs are going to win this game, and the reason I think that is because I think they've had a sterner test in the AFC between playing Buffalo, whom they lost to during the regular season, and taking it down to the wire with Cincinnati. I think the Chiefs are battle-tested, and Patrick Mahomes has the capabilities, even if the Chiefs were behind, to bring the Chiefs from behind to win a football game. So I think the Chiefs are going to win, in my opinion.
I think the Eagles are going to win. I mean, the Eagles, to me, they've just been a really good team all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Greg was talking about the fact that the Chiefs had a couple stern tests in the playoffs and are battle-tested, which he's right. I mean, they had a couple close games. But, I mean, you look at the Eagles, and the Eagles crushed their two opponents. I mean, they crushed the Giants, and they crushed the 49ers. And there's something to be said for that, too. So, you know, I think for me, this game is going to come down to, for the Eagles, a very simple formula, and it's been one that applies to them all year. If they don't turn the ball over, if they don't fumble or throw interceptions, if they don't turn the ball over, they will win. I mean, that has been true all year. They're 9-0 in games where they don't turn the ball over. And I don't, the Chiefs' defense is good. I don't think it's great. So if the Eagles, and I don't know if the Chiefs' defense can stop this Eagles' offense unless the Eagles stop themselves. So if the Eagles don't turn the ball over, I think Philadelphia wins.
And Steve Kraske, care to weigh in here?
Well, I think you guys are really good. I agree with so much of what Ray says, but we have Patrick Mahomes, and I'll let it sit right there. And you don't.
So true. But listen, we've got a little wager going,
we do.
Don't we?
We do.
If the Eagles were to win the Super Bowl, KCUR sends us a whole bunch of delectable Kansas City barbecue. And should the Chiefs win, WHYY will send the folks at KCUR some incomparable Philly cheesesteaks.
Hmm. We're looking forward to those cheesesteaks.
You want to throw a couple of those Mahomes burgers in there too. We won't send them back.
Listen, I hear Kansas City barbecue is made with a rich tomato base and a touch of cayenne. I was thinking I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you should look forward to it. It's good, but we're going to be the ones enjoying the good food. And what a pleasure to talk to all of you. And it's going to be a great game.
Yes, you as well, regardless of the outcome. Super Bowl 57 promises to be terrific. Nice to meet you on the radio, Steve and Greg. Steve Kraske is host of KCUR's Up to Date, and Greg Eklund is a sports contributor for KCUR. I'm Mary Cummings-Jordan, along with Ray Didinger. Have a great day, and go Birds!